time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again to George Katsotis. George, I was looking at the Coliseum activities. I see on the 25th, Harding High School graduate, River Valley on the 26th. And then in June 22, a craft beer and wine show.
Is that?
At the Coliseum, yeah. Now, that's different, isn't it?
That's really different.
Craft beer and wine exposition. June 22nd.
At the Coliseum?
Yes, right. Well, that'd be
interesting. Who's doing that?
I don't know. Apparently, there's an organization of craft beer producers and so forth.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Oh, they are.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wonder how much damage they've done to, like, Budweiser, if any.
Craft beers, to me, I don't... It's not my thing. I don't do craft beers.
And they're going to a lot of different flavors. Why is it that they think that people want flavors? Just like these vaping...
Oh, yes, cigarette. Yeah. J-U-U-L. Yeah, what the heck is Juul?
I was really shocked when I heard Sean Hannity advertising that.
Oh, Sean Hannity is advertising?
He does those commercials every day on his
program. Well, they're paying him for it.
Yeah. Boy, but they want to put flavors in everything, just like beers. A lot of these craft beers come in all these different flavors. I don't know what they're thinking, that people want all these flavors. But anyhow.
The only flavor I've ever tried that I liked is the one from Belgium. It's a Belgium white, they call it a white ale.
Hmm.
What's the name of it? I can't think
There's
of it.
There's an India Pale Ale.
I know. I don't care.
I wonder what it is. Well, how do you make India Pale Ale?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I think I've had that, but I don't care for it.
Yeah.
But the Belgium one I like.
Okay.
What's it called? Blue Moon?
Well, it could be, yes. There is a Blue Moon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different beers, especially from Germany. Without flavorings. The only flavoring they had is with what it's made with, and not some strawberry, peach, or brandy, or whatever.
I tried the Blue Moon because I remember one of the famous songs written by, what was his name? Blue Moon, I saw you standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. That was a beautiful song in the 40s and
Absolutely,
50s.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so I tried the Blue Moon, and it was a nice flavored.
Oh, yeah.
It was flavored, but it wasn't heavy. You know,
right,
it wasn't.
Right. Okay. 11:21 and a half. If you've got anything you'd like to comment, please give us a call. We appreciate, hearing about Virginia Mason and the fact that she had passed away from one of our listeners. And also, Kathy Detweiler, whom you heard call us for so many years. Kathy passed away. She was out at Heartland. And
was she living in Towers, though, weren't she?
Originally. Yeah, she lived in the Towers and apparently became more ill or whatever and had to be moved to the Heartland. And that's interesting. I know a lot of people remember Kathy.
Oh, sure. And then Virginia Mason, too. Wow.
Yeah, that's something. Bob Mason, the young... the young, what was his name?
Bob's son?
Virginia's brother.
Oh, Virginia's, I don't...
You know, he became Episcopalian minister.
Right, but I can't remember his first name.
Maybe it was Bob Jr. I don't know.
Could have been Bob Jr., right.
But I thought he died, but maybe not. I don't know. He would have been up there in years, too.
Yeah, if Bob Jr. is still alive somewhere, if anybody knows it, give us a call.
Yeah. So all these eras are ending. I was thinking yesterday when I was in with all the guys working on the B-17, there is another era, and you could smell it, because on the aluminum, to keep it from, you might say, eroding, there is a special zinc-type solution. And whenever you're around a military plane, that's what you smell. And to see these men putting together B-17, and some of the radio equipment, of course, in the B-17, I'm very familiar with, because I used to use it as a ham radio operator from the surplus market.
Is that, if I'm not mistaken, that's what we flew from Port Columbus back in the late 40s, early 50s, up to Bemidji, Minnesota, when we were in the Naval. See, they came to the Harding High School, these two officers from Columbus. It was called Port Columbus. Yeah. They had a Naval Air Station there.
Okay.
And they came to Harding High School, and it was four or five of us, said, yeah, we wanted to become weekend warriors. So we went down there, and we trained just on weekends.
Right.
And then we learned to we had to have a parachute checkout card. And then after a few months, we got into one of these planes that was angled like this, and I think it was a B-17.
Hmm.
It was all metal inside, and yes, it had the metal seats down.
Right.
And we got in that plane, and they flew us up to Bemidji, Minnesota for a weekend. But while we were there, when we were flying over Bemidji, they had us jump out of the plane.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And that day, I didn't hook up my wire to the wire.
So you
and
had
I went
to pull
up.
It yourself?
Huh?
You had to rip it out yourself?
No, I didn't hook it up, and I went up to the front, and I said, these two big guys were there,
yeah,
and I said, I don't feel good. I don't want to jump. They threw me out of the plane, and they said, when they threw me out, said, don't forget to pull your ripcord. I landed way away from where we were supposed to land, because yeah, I was late, you
late,
know,
I'm yeah,
getting out of the, I was the last one in the first aisle.
Yeah.
And I think it was a B-17.
I'll be darned.
It's all metal.
Yeah.
All metal,
yeah,
like that aluminum,
right,
you're saying, with that zinc.
Mm-hmm. That zinc coating, yeah.
I know, because you could smell that.
Yes, yes.
Then they had one up at Urbana, over in Urbana. You said that they were putting it together.
Yeah, right. And also that other plane I was telling you about, the original jump plane for forest fires, they had a lady remake the original seats for that little plane, and was made out of wicker. The wicker was made out of rolled up paper and stained and looked just like regular wicker. And that's the way it was originally made. And then the seats went into the floor in holes, and then a little thing snapped over and anchored the seat in the plane. Very efficient, but you might say nowadays crude.
But it sounds crude.
It
does.
Yeah. And when this man gets done with that plane, I'd like to go down in another year and see how he's coming along. I like to see it fly. Wow. Covered with cloth covered, of course. Okay, so 11:26 is the time. And George Casillas, my guest today. And George, Memorial Day coming up. And
this coming Sunday.
That's right, Sunday over at Caledonia. And then I'll be I've been there two other times in Iberia. I'll be speaking there. But I kind of retired. I thought I totally retired until I got a call from Iberia and said, we're having a terrible time finding a speaker. And would you come over? And I said, yes, even though I turned in my resignation, you might say, for Caledonia. I'll miss that, but I'm getting too old. But you're older than me, though.
Yeah, this is the first time that I'm going to go and miss. What's her name? She passed away. Doris, was it? Mark's mother, Mark, the oldest lady that we had there.
Yes.
I can't think of her last name now.
Oh, huh? Yeah. She and her husband went on a trip with me to Alaska.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
Right. And I tell you, when
I think her maiden name was Gray.
Oh, okay.
Dolores Gray, and then she married
a railroader.
He was a railroader. And the Dolores passed away. We always called her D.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She was 90-something, 99. I think she was 99.
Close to 100, yeah.
Yeah, close to 100 years old.
There's still a lady in that area over 100, and that's...
Mrs. Haley.
Yeah, 105 or 6.
No, she's 109.
Oh, is that right?
I just heard that from one of her daughters.
Oh, okay, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, the name is Dolores Arnold.
Dolores Arnold, yes. Hey, I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank
you. Who's calling?
I don't know.
Hello?
No, she's gone now.
Oh.
That was Dolores Arnold.
Yeah.
Yes.
I couldn't think of...
Yeah.
It's been too many years since I, you know, I used to see Doris. She was there when I was born.
Oh.
With my mother.
Oh, okay.
And Pearl May.
My. Pearl May. The hardware store.
Pearl May, Dolores Gray was her name. I think her main name was Dolores Gray. If that lady that just called in, I think you would, if you would remember Arnold, I think you might remember Gray. And then her, I think, was her brother George Gray. And there was a whole lot of Grays there in Caledonia.
So Dolores and her husband are both gone now. Mark, their son,
is still with he's with the 401 post, the
Legion
post in Caledonia.
He's got a beautiful home there that he put up.
Oh, beautiful. He built a beautiful home there.
It's a nice area out there. He's done a wonderful job. Okay, we're coming up on 11:30. We're going to pause for 2 minutes. Then we'll be right back with George Katsotis. And if you have any comments you'd like to make, like some of our other callers, give us a buzz at 740-383-9944. But right now, it's 11:30 Eastern Standard Time here at WWGH 107.1.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All 3 times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with George Katsotis, and it looks like it might be a little rainy for the weekend. We don't know for sure.
I hope not.
Yeah. But I know the farmer's hoping it's...
Yeah, because there's still some wet out there in the fields. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if there might be a few farmers working today. It's just been too wet. Underneath, you know, oh my goodness. And so... You just wonder, George, thank goodness we have a carryover, but what about the year after the carryover is used up of corn and soybeans? Then what do you do? It's a tricky situation.
It's a very
I don't know if we've ever been to this point before. And then, of course, with the new tariffs, that's had created a problem. But didn't I hear that Trump was going to make some government money available to help farmers... to get out of this plight?
That sure would be nice.
Oh, I guess so, because it's food that we need. Without food, we die.
That's
and
right.
We rely on our farmers for that. We've been producing so much food, corn and soybeans, we've been able to sell it overseas because we got more than we can use, but that might not be the case in the future. It's going to be interesting to watch, but hopefully today, if we went out through the countryside, we'll see some farmers working. Wow. But all yesterday, I went clear down to Urbana, George, and back up through. Not a single person in the field able to work. Wow. But at south of Kenton, I saw new factories, brand new buildings, just on the south edge of Kenton. And that's, of course, I haven't been over that way in a long time. But
well, over in Lima, they got that tank plant. They build tanks over there.
Yeah.
You know, that was before the tank company come in, it was
Shea Locomotives.
Was it?
Yeah.
But before that, there was something that was supposed to be in Marion back in the 50s.
Oh, really?
Oh, that plant was supposed to be in Marion. And Marion, we were really busy back then in the late 40s, early 50s. All the businesses were downtown were full. And the city council decided that we didn't need that.
Yeah, there's been other cases around Ohio of things like that happening.
They didn't need that. And so they moved to Lima. They built it in Lima. And that was back in the 50s. I remember that because I went to city council and said, why are you, that, I forget the name of the plant.
Yeah, but they were famous for making these Shea locomotives that propelled in an entire, they used steam, of course, but you wouldn't recognize them.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, 7403-39944 if you'd like to call and talk. So Memorial Day coming up and that craft beer and wine show on the 22nd of June at the Coliseum. And before then, on the Sunday will be River Valley graduation. And on Saturday, Harding High School graduation at the Coliseum. And
don't forget June the 6th.
Oh, what is June the 6th?
D-Day.
Oh, crying.
D-Day.
Yes.
The Omaha Beach where we had, 150,000 soldiers going into the Normandy beaches.
That's for sure.
The five beaches at Normandy on next, what is it, it's Wednesday. Is it Wednesday or Thursday? The 6th. I think it's the 6th.
Well, the 1st is Monday.
No, the 6th is Thursday.
Yeah. Saturday is the 1st.
June the 6th is on Thursday.
Okay.
I know that.
Okay. And there, when I was down at the airport yesterday, they were talking about this plane that's traveling across the United States, and we'll get to D-Day on that day. We'll fly across the ocean because it was involved. It was involved in paratroop drops and different things at D-Day. And boy, that was a slaughter day for so many of our young men.
Oh.
It was just mowed down as the landing barges.
Do you want to hear the numbers? I got the numbers here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh? Oh, Charlie, it's ridiculous.
We've lost more than a million people in wars of all kinds. What about D-Day?
Troops from, I have this, it's in the American Legion. I just got this. June 2019, magazine for the Strong America, the longest day, D-Day, at 75 years old. 75 years 75 ago.
75 years ago. Mom.
You're not going to believe these numbers. 156,000 troops from the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, France, Norway, and other allied nations. Five beaches along a 50-mile stretch of the Normandy coast targeted for landing with allied code names of Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. Omaha was the largest and the costliest. The Americans suffered some 2,400 casualties on that day. There were 6,000 ships, 50,000 vehicles, 11,000 planes, 12,004 total killed, wounded, missing, or captured. The United States, 8,230. The United Kingdom, 2,700. Canada, 1,074. These are listed in the American Legion book.
How many for the United States?
United States. I got it right here. 12,004.
My. Isn't that something when you think about it? Wow. And to think those men had to be, after they were killed, of course.
No. 12,004 were total of the United States,
of
United
our troops.
Kingdom, and Canada. Only 8,230 American soldiers.
Okay, were killed?
Were killed.
Okay.
And that was on the landing.
That was on D-Day itself, yeah.
Yeah. They had those boats.
Oh, yes.
That landed.
Right, the
LSTs.
Can
you see the pictures?
Yeah, right.
This is in the June issue of American Legion magazine.
I wonder how many men are still living, especially in Marion, that were involved in the D-Day invasion.
Oh, there's still a few people.
I would
people.
Think.
Yeah, there's still a few.
I wonder how many from Marion are still alive.
That would be interesting to talk to some of those
guys.
Yeah,
because, well, they're all up near 90 years old.
Oh, they
age.
Would be in their 90s, yeah.
Yeah. And dying off rather quickly.
Well, I just told you earlier, I met Lowell Shearer the other day, and he's just turned 90. Oh, no, he's been 90. Merle Leshy is in his early 90s. Merle Leshy used to be a county commissioner.
Yes, right.
Norman Withrow, he's in his 90s.
Okay, Kensel Clutter.
Kensel Clutter's in his 90s. So we still have a few of those guys left that are in their 90s that could have, I don't know if any of them were in that landing.
Now, I woke up the other night in the middle of the night thinking that, you know, our Marion Airport is called the Marion Airport. But I would like to see a subtitle, Clutter Field, after Kensel Clutter. Clutter Field, who was a World War II pilot and was shot down and crashed and survived, but came back and did so much for his community. Really amazing. Clutter Field.
I have a little saying here by the Supreme Allied Commander. Do you know who that was? General Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yes.
Can I read this to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You are about to embark on a great crusade towards which we have striven these many months. The eye of the world are upon you. The hope and the prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. Your talk will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely, but this is the year, 1944. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion, duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than the full victory. Good luck, and let all us beseech the blessings of the Almighty God and the great and noble undertaking. General Dwight D. Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander.
Wow. Now, what I wonder, too, it wasn't well known that we were going to do that. How did we keep that? You couldn't have kept it from the press today. They'd have dug up that information. But how were we able to surprise them like we did?
Oh, my goodness.
But, boy, we were sitting ducks. I mean, we're out there being launched, and the German guns up there just aimed right at us. Oh, my. But, you know, I talked to a Marion man who was over there some time ago, and he saw a label on fence that said, from Marion Engineer Depot.
Isn't that amazing?
And he said on down the way, a week later, there was a small Marion steam shovel.
On the next page, it shows the 82nd Airborne Group that went into Normandy beaches, but they flew over the beaches and went back behind the enemy and landed in trees and things, and some of them were shot in the air.
Oh, yes.
Coming down, paratroopers that were there. The 82nd Airborne Division was there at then. And then when I was in Korea back in the early 50s, we marched from Seoul, Korea, north, because we had to push the enemy. They were Chinese communists.
Yes.
We pushed them back up 50 miles north of Seoul. And up by the Yeonjin River, I'm in a group pushing the Chinese communists up towards the Yeonjin River. And I saw over there, I couldn't believe it. I said, look, there's a Marion Power shovel.
Oh, really?
There was a shovel from Marion Power. I said, how did they get that over there? They said, in parts.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it was in North Korea, 50 miles north of Seoul. There was a big shovel, and it had Marion Power Shovel on it.
Isn't that something how...
It's at 50 miles north of Seoul. Up to the, it was on the, what is it called? The line of embarkation, the MLR.
Right. What was that, the 38th parallel?
38th parallel.
Yeah. But now another thing, George, to show you how I brought up the factory General Excavator, and no one had ever in my audience.
I've never heard of General Excavator.
General Excavator. And I used to work with a guy that worked part-time there.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
And we had Osgood.
Osgood.
Yeah.
Pollock Steel.
Yes.
I knew, well, I called him David. Him and his wife come in my restaurant one time, and I said, David Pollock, as nice as you. She said, my husband's name is David instead of David.
Okay, yeah.
She called me. Yeah. She said, she corrected me. She said, his name is David instead of David Pollock that ran Pollock Steel.
Yes, yes. Then let's say it went from Pollock to what? When did Armco come in?
There was one before Armco.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that was.
But it continues on in a much larger operation than ever right now.
They were Polish.
Oh, is that right?
Pollocks were Polish.
Yeah.
Pollock and Polish, they kind of rhyme. But David, I couldn't remember. I never heard his name pronounced David. We always call him Dave Pollock.
And I was noticing that yesterday when I was traveling west of Marion, the big installation of a Poet.
Oh, Poet.
Oh, my goodness.
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
I think Marion's one of their largest poets.
Yes, apparently so.
It is.
Yeah. But in the earlier days, remember when the strikes were so vicious at the Marion Power Shovel?
Oh, wow.
The company used to station men on the roof with cameras. Taking pictures of, you know, the fights and different things. Oh, my goodness. Marion got to be known as a bad city for labor. All the strikes that went on. We haven't had that, though, in years and years. Thank goodness.
Yeah, when was it? 79? 79, they got together. And those unions, they got together big because we had a mayor named Don Quaintance. And he's the one that built City Hall. He had the City Hall, the new City Hall built from the old one down there on for the old hospital, the old Marion General
Delaware
Hospital.
Avenue,
became Delaware Avenue. He built City Hall, and so he was the strong
mayor. Rumor has it, year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with George Kasotis. And George, they were talking about distracted driving on this break. If you take your eyes and look at the middle of your dash in the modern cars or that screen, you've already traveled down the road too far. But that, you know, I don't know how many things pop up on that screen, but if you're traveling, it has a map and it shows your car traveling along. But it used to be, didn't they outlaw televisions and other things on your in the front seat of your car? But yet we've got that display screen now that I'm sure takes away some of your attention on the road occasionally. But that's the way it is. So, but it's nice to have a backup camera.
Oh, yeah. That Joanne loves that. My wife, she said, I can't believe this backup camera helps me so much.
Yeah, and now my daughter has a car. You have to keep both hands on the steering wheel or it starts beeping, which is a safety.
Oh, that's great because we saw a movie that was called The Green Book. It was up for an Academy Award. And Mr. Ellis had to hire a driver to drive him around because he played the piano.
Oh.
Do you remember this? Did you see that movie,
The
Green
Book?
No. Oh, it was an interesting movie. Oh. And he hired his driver, and he would always wanted to talk to him, and he'd take one hand, and he said, put both hands on the wheel, put both hands on
yeah.
the wheel.
Yeah.
And no turn around and talking to me. And it was a great movie, Green Book.
Yeah, and with keeping both hands on the steering wheel means you're not going to start combing your hair, eating a sandwich, or drinking coffee. You're going to look straight ahead.
When my wife drives, she's got that little thing that hooks in where the air comes out, and she puts her cell phone in between those two holders.
Right.
And she's driving, and she's always poking that thing, you know, and I said, keep both hands on the wheel.
I know it's a temptation, but there are hardly anything.
But you said that your daughter bought a car that if she takes a hand off, it starts beeping?
Yes.
That I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if some people can dismantle that or not. But, you got to keep both hands on the wheel. Wow.
Or it starts beeping.
Yeah.
Like the seatbelt. If you don't have that seatbelt on, Joanne's car starts beeping.
Uh-huh. Right. They all do now. Boy.
It's a wonder the voice don't come on and say, get your seatbelt on right now.
Yeah. But you just wonder, you hear about all these accidents of people crossing over the line and hitting cars head on or you know, traveling.
They're distracted.
Yeah.
The people get distracted, and that's not good. You got to watch that line, that yellow line.
When you figure how fast you're going and how many feet you travel in a second.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, any two-lane highway, it's only 55.
Yeah.
When you get on the major divider with two lanes here and two lanes over here, then it's 65.
Yeah. And if you're traveling on a four-lane too, if you're on the two-lane side heading in a certain direction, it's nice if you stay in the right lane. Because when people stay in that other lane, as if they were going to pass everybody, nobody can get around them. It's a kind of a strange, but they're talking about making a law that you got to stay in the right lane unless you're passing. Which is probably not a bad idea.
Nah, not too bad.
Yeah. But whatever. Whatever turns you on. Boy. 11:50 is the time. Anyone else out there got an opinion on that? Boy, there's all... And the now, George, the abortion bill.
Oh, my goodness. The heartbeat bill.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, and it's just going from one state to the next. But yet, they're all going to face together or separately the United States Supreme Court.
Well, did you see the headlines in the Marion paper today? DeWine is making that rape thing. That Dr. Strauss at Ohio State 25 years ago was fondling male people, and he went and did that for 25 years, and nobody ever said anything.
Yeah.
And now it's coming out.
Can you imagine?
He did that back in, what, 69, 79?
Yeah, it was way back.
68,
there.
I think. 68. Yeah. 78,
and,
88.
And there are 100 and some men involved in that.
177.
Yeah, my. And they were all so ashamed of what took place, or I don't know how you describe it. They didn't come forward until the others started doing it. In the same way as a lot of women.
Yeah.
Same thing, yeah. So we're going through a different time period.
Different times, different...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It's amazing how things get by and nothing is done, and then later on it comes out 25 years later, 30 years later. Why didn't somebody do something back then?
Yeah, and with all those people involved, what did that Strauss do to these guys? That hasn't been brought out.
He fondled them.
Oh, okay.
In showers.
Ah, yeah. I was wondering. My.
Dr. Strauss. And then he killed himself in 2005.
Yeah, he felt so ashamed, obviously.
Yeah.
But don't we have a congressman that used to be involved in a coaching down at Ohio State?
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
He was a wrestling coach.
Yeah, wrestling coach.
And that's who he was fondling, wrestling yeah. students.
Didn't he ever get a hint of what was going on, I wonder?
Well, he said he didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. I guess everybody was had that happen to him and kept quiet.
Yeah. Well, it was embarrassing, you know.
Oh,
it was very
embarrassing. Yes, right. My. What an era we're going through. From the abortion bill to that to whatever
well,
else.
Well, the bill that they were talking about is the heartbeat bill.
Yeah, the heartbeat bill, yes.
Yeah, that's very touchy.
Yeah.
It's very touchy.
You know, here's another thing, too. I wish, in order to resolve some of that, about all the babies that will be born, are there any groups encouraging adoption?
Well, Charlie, there's another thing going on right now is that the babies that are not being born as much as it was in the past 20
years. That's right.
20
birth rate years. Is down.
Birth rate is way down.
Yeah.
That's amazing,
isn't
too.
Isn't it? Yes. I don't know if that is just from, you don't think it's from abortion, but there's probably abortion enters into that picture.
Well, there must not be that many marriages now. I mean,
That's right, and a lot of marriages are—they're waiting in their mid-20s before children come about,
right?
Too. Yeah, it's a highly interesting thing. Oh my,
Charlie, we're older, and I just can't understand what's going on with the younger generation, you know.
But you know, then you hear people wanting to adopt children. And it takes, like, forever, so much red tape. You would think that adopting children would be a little easier process.
I don't know if we should be talking about this on the air, but still, you know, look at the difference between the gays and the lesbians. And we've got gay guys running for president.
Yeah.
And it's a big picture in the paper there. Was it yesterday about the guy that's running for president was talking to get information from Jimmy Carter, who's 94 years old.
Yeah.
Did you see that article?
No, I didn't. I was gone yesterday and didn't.
The guy's name is crazy. It's
Buttigieg. That guy, yes. Okay.
He's married to another guy.
Oh, I see.
He's married to another guy, and he's running for president, and he's talking. He's he went to Plains, Georgia to talk to Jimmy Carter.
Oh.
There's a picture, big picture in the paper.
Can you imagine our parents coming back alive?
And that's what's amazing.
I think they would say, hey, we're not staying, we're leaving.
It's
different than it was.
You know, I'm not against that. If the guys do that, the girls do that, that's their business, but it's just different.
It's a different way of life.
It is a different way of life.
And I guess as time goes on, it would become more accepted among people, but it takes a while.
It takes a while.
It does take
a while.
Yeah. Oh, and so, is there anything else interesting happening out there in the great world of ours?
There's a lot of things happening out there, Charlie, that we don't know about.
Well, just think of, George, what we've gone through in our 80-some years of life on this earth, what we've seen in change.
Oh, we have a lot of change.
Change both mechanically and otherwise.
If you go to Byrie's restaurant downtown, Joanne and I go there quite a bit because that was my old restaurant for 65 years. Marcello has got pictures in there. A guy has got these big pictures about this big, about 3x5s or 5x5s. They're big pictures of downtown Marion from the 40s.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's about 25 pictures on the walls from the front all the way to the back. And you would not believe, I saw Sears and Roebuck on West Center Street.
Yeah.
I saw Penny's where the county building is
right,
now.
Right.
Penny's and all those big pictures.
Murphy's, yeah.
Murphy's and Penny's and Danner Buick sign and the old original Hotel Harding sign, which was huge.
Oh, yes.
And there, all those pictures are in at Byrie's restaurant
now. That's interesting, yeah.
And I'm telling the public this because, hey, I was there, what was it, yesterday or day before yesterday? I was there Tuesday. This is This Wednesday.
Yeah.
That was yesterday. Okay. I was there yesterday. And I hadn't, she's just putting those up over the past weekend.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they were there. And I was amazed at those pictures of old Marion back in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Isn't it?
How the change.
You could see the cars on 2 Street on West Center Street going two lanes this way, and two lanes going to the west, and two lanes going to the east.
And, George, I'm surprised that some politician running for office hasn't said, when I get office, I'm going to campaign to get our two-way streets back again.
Because all those, you should have seen all those businesses. Even one of them has the old Crest Coffee Shop.
Yes.
And that's my old restaurant back in the 40s. I started there in 1942. and you see East Center and West Center with those cars and everything on those pictures.
Yeah.
That's excitement to see those back from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. Oh, my God.
Now, George, I've just noticed here in the past week or so, there are more vacant stores developing in downtown Bucyrus.
Oh, a lot of stores.
And now when you think about it, what kind of business could you get in a small storefront that you would make enough money to pay salary, taxes, rent, utilities? What could you sell to make enough profit to do that? You can't.
You can't sell nuts and bolts.
No. Now, at one time, you could.
Oh, yeah.
The clothing store I worked in, you know, it was fine. Two employees.
Mr. J's shop?
Yeah. J's Toggery.
J's Toggery. Yeah, right. Wow.
You know
that? Well, Andy Applefeller asked me the other day at Markert and Lewis.
Yes,
they had Markert. A neon sign in the window, and all that's left on that, he's got it, and all that's left is shirts.
Oh.
And I think what's missing is HHSM.
Hmm. Oh, there's a caller.
Hart, Schaffner, and Marks.
Oh, okay. Caller, go ahead.
I'd like to announce my candidacy. I'm running for mayor, and we're going to get rid of all these one-way streets, and we're going to pave streets with bricks.
Oh, pave streets with bricks, yes.
That's right.
Is that Terry again?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, George.
God bless you, buddy. Tell us about we love those bricks. I used to love driving down those bricks.
There's nothing like driving over a brick street.
Oh, my God. I still have some of the bricks at my house around my garden from that. They're really thick and heavy and big ones.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. Have to go in a second.
yes, there is. Now our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh my goodness!
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it evidently,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh,
you're hungry? Well, there's donuts. There's
no,
a whole box
no,
of.
No, no, no.
There's orange juice. There's coffee.
No. I got a friend out.
There's
oh.
a
I bring her She's
there's a T-bone steak and
Charlie, you know what you're gonna get. Five fingers.
Well, what we're we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend.